Hey, what's happening? Welcome back to the Hopitarian Show. We're the Hopitarians.
You're not going to say your name.
My name is Shane.
And my name is Nico.
Yep, that's right. Now what?
Really?
Yep.
We skip 1 week and we don't know what to do in a podcast after.
But anyway,
We were on, I mean, I guess people already know this. We were on,
what people?
what do you mean?
Oh, sorry.
Brian McWilliams show. So that's what we were doing last week.
Yeah, it was a good time. So thanks, Brian, for having us on. And yeah, go check that out. Check that episode out. It was pretty fun.
I think we posted it in our feed, right?
Yeah, we did. Yep. So for this episode,
We're gonna do something different.
yeah, it might become a recurring thing. I'm sure we've said that before about other times where, this thing we're going to be doing, it's going to be a recurring thing. And then down the line, we just stop doing it for whatever reason. I don't know. Because we got bored of it or something. I don't know. I don't know what the reasoning were, but.
Kind of got this idea because I frequently watch like Reddit videos where they read a story and then they react. And also kind of reminds me of Who Are These Socials?
Yeah,
Same
that's true.
creators of Who Are These Podcasts, by the
Right,
way.
right.
But today we're going to read a couple of Reddit stories that I found on Twitter. And yeah, you don't even know what they are, right? So
No,
this would
so,
be a good live reaction.
yep. So maybe kind of give a little, I guess, background on what these are. So the first one here. Is this one? So we kind of give a little bit of like just a little preview of what it's about, and we'll go into it.
So this first one is a Korean guy asking his opinion in our relationship advice subreddit, and he is trying to figure out how to remain faithful and stay attracted to his wife. We'll just make it that way.
Okay, so the tweet. Like you said, you found these on Twitter. So the tweet is TLDR, too long, didn't read. My wife jumped in front of an attacker for me to sustain a massive blow, but I want to cheat on her since she refuses to get reconstructive surgery for her facial scar because she wants to save the money for their newborn.
All right, so you're going to read the stories because I'm really bad at reading out loud, so.
Okay. All right. The first part is struggling to stay faithful and remain attracted to my 34M. So I guess the person that's talking about this is 34 years old, the man. And then the wife is 28 after we experienced a violent attack together. Not sure what to do. All right. So it's a little, like the text is a little small, so I'm going
You
to
get real close.
get real close here. You can see my beautiful face for those who are watching. Anyway, okay. So it goes, I can't talk to anyone about this for obvious reasons. Well, I mean, yeah, obviously. You just know you're out opening. Hey, you know, I'm thinking about cheating on my wife. What do you think? You know, because she's thinking about getting this.
It's gonna take forever if you
She doesn't
react.
want to get to this facial reconstruction surgery because she has a scar, but she wants to stay the way for the for the you know for a
I thought
newborn.
you
I'm like,
said she didn't want to get a facial. I'm like, whoa, all right.
I even tried speaking to a therapist, and they made me feel so low. I haven't got back. Well, yeah, exactly. Probably what I just said. They're like, "Wait, so you want to what? Why do you want?" Okay, you're
Anyway, keep going.
sorry. I'm literally reacting to the first two sentences.
This podcast is going to be 3 hours long.
Yeah, my wife and I have been together for 6 years, married for three. We currently have a bundle of joy on the way, and she's about 5 months along. My wife was always on the fence about kids, but I was adamant about wanting them. And now that it's becoming so real, I'm not sure anymore.
Great.
Yeah, seems like this guy's having a change of heart already. I feel like I've just been on autopilot, and after spending this whole week buying baby stuff, I need to figure it out. I mean, I can understand you're spending all this money on baby stuff, and you're just like, man, where'd all the money go? What's going on? Last year, my wife and I were at the park. Relaxing, chillaxing, you know, playing b-ball and all. I'm just
No.
kidding. Like we do almost every weekend, and someone yelled at us for speaking in my native language, Korean. Oh, great. So it's a Korean guy. I think you said that earlier, right?
Yeah.
My wife is trying to learn, too, because she's not Korean or Asian at all. Oh, shit. Is this a white lady? Oh, yeah, shit.
They're making a Hapa.
Oh. But wants to only speak Korean at home to make sure our family is fully bilingual and they don't lose their culture. That seems fair. It's nice. We were practicing out loud and sharing a snack, and this guy just walks up to us out of nowhere with wild racist BS. He kicked our food, and there was some arguing. So, okay, I'm just trying to picture this guy out of nowhere. He
goes into rage when he hears Korean.
He's like, whoa, this Korean. Oh, maybe
he came from the Korean War.
That's exactly what I was just thinking. And while I was calling the police with my back turned, he tried to hit me with a pretty large rock. My wife jumped in between and ended up taking the full force of the hit, which literally busted her forehead open and knocked her out cold for almost a minute. Jeez. All right. I rushed my wife to the hospital, and the guy ran off and was eventually caught by police a few weeks later. My wife needed 14 stitches right across her face and had two black eyes and blood in them. Her face was swollen beyond recognition for a few days, too. And when she fell, messed up an old knee injury, so when she got out of the hospital the next day, half her face was covered in bandages, and she was limping. But she was still cracking jokes in the ER. Well, at least she was keeping her spirits high, so that's cool. After the bandages and stitches came out, she was told she would need to wait at least a year before having her scar surgically fixed or whatever treatments. But now that the year is almost past, I've started hinting at her scheduling appointments and such. This entire time, I've been struggling with remaining attracted to her despite it, but didn't tell her since I didn't want to be cruel. She's now saying she doesn't think she wants to get anything done because she wants to save the money for the baby. I've offered to pay for half of it.
And only half of it?
Yeah, half. Wow. I pay half, you pay half. That seems like a fair trade, right?
I don't understand married couples who have separate finances.
Yeah, I don't know. I've also pushed back her meeting my parents again because of this. They live outside of our country, hence why they haven't met yet, and bringing her around my friends since it happened. Another part of me is also just sort of mad she even did it. I feel like half of a man now, and I've had to delete myself off dating apps before making a mistake and been channeling it all at the gym, but every time I look at her, I'm reminded of all those feelings. She hasn't changed a bit besides the scar. She's obviously handled it way better than I did, and somehow it's making me love her less. This plus the pregnancy, I don't even know what to do. I thought about asking for a hall pass, but I know without a doubt she will leave me. I thought about taking care of my needs on the side so I can be the man she needs me to be, but I know she will eventually find out and she will hate me and make my life hell, will leave me a single father, and I'll never hear from her again. I just wish it had never happened, but I really need some other perspective or opinion on this. Okay. So what were your thoughts when you read this? Like, what do you think?
Like, are you serious right now? So your wife protected you from dying, probably. Yeah. Because if you get hit in the back of the head, your skull probably will.
Well, yeah, especially with a large rock. I mean, that's...
And then now you're like, oh, well, I'm not attracted to you. And even though I was the one who wanted kids... And got you pregnant,
right.
Even though you were on the fence about it. Now I'm not sure I want a kid anymore. and I think, like, in order to be the man that she needs, I think that I need to cheat on her.
Yeah, what? that's kind of weird. So it seems like mainly he was emasculated because she was the one that, because maybe he feels guilty because he feels like, I think he said it in there, he feels like he should have taken the hit instead of her.
Yeah, but he probably would have been dead.
Well, yeah, but I don't know. There's definitely a part of a man, you know, when something like that's happening, that the man's just, they just want to protect their family, and so he feels guilty, and I guess...
He didn't even say he felt guilty, though. He just said that he felt like not like a man anymore.
Right.
I think he needs to get over it, though, because...
Yeah.
If he wants to be a real man, he should step up now.
I mean, yeah, I don't know when this was written or whatever, but just taking it at face value, I'd say it was written a week ago.
It was written a couple weeks ago.
Yeah. All right, well, you know, you said it was 5 months along. Those 4 months or 3 months or whenever the baby comes out, it's going to be like...
It's going to be quick.
It's like, man, those 3-4 months are going to go by so fast, you don't even know what hit you. And yeah, so I mean, like I was saying before, he felt like he was a mask babe because he should have been the one. So I think in there, maybe he's kind of saying, well, I do feel guilty because that should have been, you know, the whole, that should have been me type of thing. So I think in a way he's saying that, and he feels, well, I'm not attracted to her because he's kind of putting all of his I guess anger or guilt to her. I mean, it's not fair,
yeah.
But I'm kind of just saying that's what it seems like to me, is that he's putting all his guilt towards her and just kind of manifesting it to her and the baby even. And, you know, I mean, that's just how it ended up. The fact that she was the one that got hit with the rock.
Yeah. The other thing that I don't understand is, if he had these feelings before, she's 5 months pregnant. This happened a year ago.
Right.
So he still got her pregnant. Are you kidding me?
Yeah. I mean, it wasn't like the scar. It just appeared out of nowhere. It has been there since that day.
Yeah. But he still decided to get her pregnant.
Yeah. So obviously there was some attraction. I mean, why would you?
Yeah, but also, like, if he was having second thoughts, why did he even do it? I don't understand.
I don't know.
And the other part that bothers me is that he feels like he has to cheat in order to be a man again.
You have your wife. Like, if you want to have sex, your wife is right there. I'm sure she'll be happy to oblige. Yeah. You want to have sex tonight? Sure. Yeah. You know, after we do the chores and get the, you know, everything we need to be done, and yeah,
I guess he feels like he's not attracted to her because she emasculated him, though.
Well, that's what I was saying.
I think that's more of the problem than the scar, to be honest.
Yeah, that's what I was saying, that he's putting all that guilt towards her, even though it wasn't like she just... It's like, yeah, let me get in front of her, you know, let me protect you. I got this, man. Let me do this. You stay back there, dude.
She did protect him, but he didn't know he was about to get hit. It was too fast, you know.
Right.
He had his back turned.
Right.
So...
So, I mean, but I think him feeling like, well, I wish I was the one that got hit, because it doesn't seem right that she was the one that got hurt as opposed to me. So I'm just trying to like maybe rationalize why he's thinking this way, I guess.
Yeah.
But I mean, yeah, if you want to just, man, you know, to feel like a man again, I'm going to go on these dating apps and try and see if I can find a woman on the side. Even though she has this scar that's going to affect her for the rest of her life and her looks and her, you know, and all that. But,
well, the other thing that's dumb is, like, she wants to save money for the baby, and he's like, I'll pay for half of your surgery.
Yeah. Well, and she seemed to have good spirits about it. Oh, you know, cracking jokes and all that.
But
and,
it's like, come on, man. Like,
yeah.
He's complaining in the beginning that babies are expensive, and then he's like, no, I want to use the money to fix your
baby. Whoa, wait, hold on a second. Babies are expensive? What? I didn't know that. I'm just now learning this. When did we learn about this? Babies were expensive. I didn't know that. I thought that was just, they were just come out, you know, go to Walmart, $50. It's everything you get. There you go. There's a baby and everything I need,
I mean,
right there.
According to some people on Twitter, all you can do is feed them scraps and get hand-me-down clothes from people for free. I mean,
I'm sure there's people who do get hand-me-downs like that, and they don't need to get anything.
That's the funny thing, though. Like, when people say, like, oh, just feed them table scraps, it's like,
table scraps? What?
You obviously haven't had a baby.
What is this, a dog? Like, you're gonna feed them table. Yeah, here's a table scraps. You got this. It's fine.
Yeah,
with the plate.
It fell off the plate. Go ahead.
Yeah. All right.
Anyway, let's move on to the next story.
All right. So, yeah, give a little.
I don't know which one it is, so I can't see it.
It's this one here.
Okay, so this one is it's about a relationship also, but this is about a girl being attracted to her friend's boyfriend.
Okay. So yeah, you can follow along if you're watching this. But if you're just listening to this, then you can just listen to my beautiful voice.
Okay.
So, all right. So it's a AITA, or am I the asshole for telling my friend that I have a crush on her boyfriend? So my good friend and I are usually very close. How close are you? No, I'm just kidding. We are both in our late 20s now, but we've known each other since high school. And all those years, our friendship has never been that rocky until recently. My friend and her boyfriend met about 6 months ago. I'm currently in grad school and I've chosen to remain single. before they met, my friend and I would hang out at her place when I was done with classes because she lives close by. But about 4 months ago, the dynamic started to shift to a trio when her boyfriend started to consistently hang out with us. My friend had shown me pictures of him, and I always thought he was attractive. But the crush started developing when I met him in person. I won't go into too much detail, but my friend's boyfriend, who I would consider to be a friend now, is honestly so fun to be around, and I always look forward to hanging out with him after class. Aside from looks, and he's probably the most beautiful man I've ever seen in person. That's great. He's really knowledgeable and is a great conversationalist. He's a good storyteller and has a good sense of humor. As all women want, they want a man with a good sense of humor. I mean, so you hit the jackpot, lady. He's super kind and always checks in with me. Oh, how gay. And seems to know the right words to say to make me feel appreciated. It sounds tropey, but I honestly can't detect anything wrong with him, which is even more infuriating for me because I actually don't want to have this crush or think about him in a romantic way. Last week, he went to visit family, so hasn't been around. Last Friday, my friend wanted to know what I thought about him because they were thinking of moving in together. I basically gave her a rundown similar to the last paragraph, and this prompted her to say it sounded like I had a crush on him. She said it in a joking way, so I sort of just laughed it off, but then I just sort of blurted out that I honestly think I do have a crush on him. It got super awkward when I said that, and I immediately felt like I screwed up. I tried to downplay it by saying that it was probably just hormones and me being single, and basically tried to play it off as a joke. Fast forward to Monday, when her boyfriend came home, my friend sent me this text. It's verbatim. Hey, so-and-so, going forward, I think I need to set some boundaries because I don't want his name to become an issue with us. I think from now on, we should just hang out on the weekends, just the two of us, if that's okay. It would make me feel better. Call me and we can talk about it more. Love you lots. My usual routine on Mondays was to go hang out with her after my lecture, so I felt kind of blindsided by this. I have not reached out to her since her text. I'm a bit angry with her because I feel like she's implying that she can't trust me around him, and now she's depriving me of a genuine friendship that has grown between me and him. But I also want to know if this is something that is entirely my fault. And yeah.
So then they ask if they're the asshole.
Right. So again, what are your initial thoughts on this? Is she the asshole?
Yeah. Why would you say that? Why would you say that?
That, okay.
It's automatically going to ruin your friendship.
Well, I mean, she said in there that, yeah, you know, I think I do have a crush on him, but try to play it off as a joke. Yeah, you know, I mean, I'm just single and hormones and all that. Which, I mean, you know, it's whatever. But then the girlfriend is like, okay, well, I don't want this to become something because that she heard that, even if it was a joke or played off as a joke, she's in her head like, I still think you have a crush on this guy.
Yeah.
And this is my man. I want to live with him. And
yeah, things are about to get serious.
Yeah, things are about to get serious. And I don't want that to fuck that up between me and him. And I don't want it to ruin our friendship because we've been friends for so long. I don't want a boy to get in between us. Ooh, it sounds like high school drama all over again. I don't want a boy to get in between us.
You know, the friend handled it really well, though. Like, if that was my friend and they were like, yeah, I'm attracted to your husband.
Yeah.
I'm like, you know, I don't think we should hang out that much. I'm really busy. You know, I got stuff to do. Sorry.
Well, I mean, she did say that, hey, I think we should still hang out, but just on the weekends, and it should just be the two of us, which I think that's fine. I mean, that's her. And it's not like she was saying, I mean, I know she said she was angry, but wasn't like, this fucking bitch said, she was just setting the boundary like, hey, you know, I think this is what we should do from now on until I feel comfortable to where,
yeah,
maybe.
I mean, I would think probably she would wait till the other girl had a boyfriend.
Probably, right. After, yeah.
Yeah.
I think that would be, I think that'd be reasonable. Like,
it's not unreasonable to think that, oh, she has a crush on him and she does spend time with him, like, you know, just him sometimes. Yeah. So that would be kind of like, you know, getting into weird boundaries.
This is something that I see, and I know you've responded to people and answered this question about, because there's polls or people who tweet out, I think there's people that say, well, I think two people of the opposite sex? Can they be friends? Just friends. That's it.
If they're married also.
Right. If they're married. Can a man have a friend that just happens to be a girl and vice versa? And I think you're more hard line. Like, I can't. Yeah, I don't know if I'd be comfortable with that.
Well, I don't think that it's a smart idea.
Right.
Because that's how you get into like weird territory of things happening.
Yeah, it's kind of like you're inviting. It's not like it's going to happen.
You're inviting trouble.
But you're inviting the possibility of something happening, right?
Yeah. Or a misunderstanding
now, of happening. Now, can, like, just for example, like say, like I had a friend who was a girl or whatever, but the only time we ever hung out was when you were around.
I was also friends with her.
Yeah, like with that.
That's normal, but I think what people are talking about when they're asking those questions is like, and I've seen people say that they're totally fine with this, which like blows my mind. Where they're like, yeah, my husband has a best friend who's a girl, and they go hang out and they go have dinner together, and they go to the movies together, and I'm not there. I don't know about that.
Yeah, that is kind of weird. I mean, because the whole time you're thinking, hey, you know. It's getting late. What's going on? Are they fucking?
You know
that's literally the first thing people like, be like, are they fucking? I bet they're fucking right
that's
now.
That's like that show that we're watching.
Yeah.
We're watching right now. We're watching this show called Fleischman Is in Trouble.
Yeah.
And he always hangs
which
out.
Which is good, by the way. I highly recommend it. We haven't finished it yet. So
Spoiler, but he has a friend who's a girl who's also married. They're both married, but they hang out together alone a lot. And I'm just like.
And I feel like that girl's husband's like. He seems tapped out. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, he's like, all right, I guess you want to hang out with this guy.
He seems tapped out. Just like, you're hanging with it. Like, it's not just him. It's two dudes.
Oh, yeah.
Because they were friends from, like, high school. I can't remember. From high school or college or whatever. And they went to Israel together.
I think it's weird.
It's weird. But, I mean.
I guess people do it, though.
I mean, I guess to maybe play devil's advocate, I suppose. I think some people say, well, it's like you trust your significant other so like there's like this massive amount of trust where you go, I can trust him
people
or her
said that, okay?
To be with that other person who happens to be on the opposite sex and all that. It's like the only type of friends you should have are people who are extremely ugly. They're only ones and twos, and that's it. Anyone who's a three or above, nope, I can't.
You know what
though?
I don't know if I don't think I would consider that a factor too, because sometimes feelings get in the way and things happen even if you're not physically attracted to them that much. I don't know.
Oh, it just slipped in. I don't know what happened. Oh, wait, I just jumped and all of a sudden.
All of a sudden she was on top of
me. Yeah, what happened?
No, seriously, like, I don't think it's the trust that's the problem. I think it's just inviting more drama into your life.
Yeah, I mean, if anyone who's listening to this and they like disagree and they're saying, well, I mean, I can do that. Hey, if you're able to do that, then that's totally fine. You're
like,
able
good to, luck to you.
Yeah.
But I mean, just wait.
If you're able to do that and you have that trust, and I'm not saying like someone who doesn't want that doesn't trust a significant other. It's just those boundaries that you just feel like you need to have because you don't want to invite all this like you were saying, this drama, this unnecessary drama, especially if you're a family. Like if you have kids, whatever, that's just going to create a whole.
Okay. That just reminds me of something.
What?
How does anyone have time to do that anyway?
I don't know.
Like, we only have one kid. I don't have time to go hang out with some other guy.
Yeah.
My day is literally completely full. We barely even have time to do this podcast.
I know. Yeah.
All right, let's move on to the last one.
All right.
So, this one is about parenting, actually.
Ooh, good segue.
It's a husband asking for an opinion on if he is overreacting or if his wife is doing the wrong thing in terms of parenting. So,
okay.
All right. So this is also from Am I the Asshole subreddit. All right, go ahead because you're better at reading.
All right. So am I the asshole for calling every morning? My son is a 20-month-old toddler. My wife is a stay-at-home mom. Excuse me. I work 6 days a week and I'm usually gone for 12 hours a day. I always check in on my son remotely via our nursery cam app, and he's always awake in the mornings around 8 o'clock. He has a great sleep routine. Our wind down time starts at the same time every evening. We clean up toys, read a book. When I lay him down, he's still awake. He falls asleep on his own and sleeps all night for at least 12 hours. Well, sounds great. It's usually after 9 o'clock before I have a chance to check the camera. This morning when I checked, it was 9:12, and some mornings are closer to 10. Every time I look, though, he's awake in the dark and standing in his crib just waiting. When I see this, I immediately turn on the brightest nightlight the camera has and speak to him through the camera app. I always tell him good morning, and I love him, and he usually laughs and says, "Dada."
Aww.
Then I leave the app, call my wife to wake her up. So I'll go ahead and share the other one here. But anyway, what do you like? Just kind of.
No, I'm imagining our son, so it's like, of course, I'm gonna have an emotional response.
Yes. Yeah. All right. So the next one, I usually have to call 3 to 4 times, and when she finally answers, it's obvious that she just woke up, and only because I called. I tell her that our son is awake, waiting for her, and that she needs to get up to start their day. This morning, while on the phone, I asked her if she was going to get him after using the bathroom, and she said no. She was going to the kitchen to prepare their breakfast, and then she'd get him. I asked her to get him after the bathroom so he could go to the kitchen with her, and she flipped out. She told me it pisses her off that I call every morning to tell her how to be a mom and that she has a routine. I retorted with, "Well, your routine sucks because he's been awake for an hour and you'd still be asleep if I hadn't called. It just bothers me that he has to wait so long. He needs a diaper change. He's probably thirsty, hungry, and just wants to play. Am I wrong, though? Do I need to stop? Please be completely honest with your answers. Thanks." All right. So what are your initial thoughts on that one?
I don't think he's the asshole. I think the mom's the asshole.
Yeah.
Like, I get that being a stay-at-home mom is hard, but you gotta have some responsibility here. If you're having sleeping problems, like, it sounds like she's having sleeping problems, because the baby goes to bed at 8. So then she's got that whole 12 hours to sleep before he wakes up. Then she needs to figure out the sleeping problem with the doctor or something, because, like, he's not even waking up at night anymore, so she doesn't really have an excuse.
Yeah, I mean, that sounds great. 12 hours? That's awesome.
Yeah.
If you have your toddler sleeping for that long, that's congratulations.
Yeah, he goes to bed at like 7:30 and wakes up at 5 a.m. So.
Yeah.
Anyway, the other thing that I don't like is that he's right. Like, if he doesn't call her at 9 or 10, then she would just keep sleeping. And then the baby would be sitting there for 3 hours in the crib.
Yeah. Yeah, I maybe, I don't know when, like, I don't remember if it said, like, what time they usually go to sleep, but maybe she just needs to try and go to sleep earlier, take some, like, something like magnesium or something to try and help with her sleep, something, like, you gotta try something, because if your kid is just awake, and like he said in that post, you know, he's probably thirsty and hungry and wants to see his mom and needs a diaper change for sure.
He hasn't had his diaper change in 12 hours.
Like, you're going to get a diaper rash, man. And that's part of the reason why, is because he didn't change the diaper quick, you know. Especially if the kid pooped or whatever, it's not good. But
it just makes me sad that he's just standing there waiting. Like, where's mommy?
Yeah. Because, I mean, in a way, it's almost like, I mean, maybe she does have like some kind of sleeping problem. Like, it's legit a problem, but it could also be to play the worst case scenario. She just wants to sleep in and doesn't care. It could be that aspect, because she got all the, according to him in the post, she got defensive. Like, stop! Why you keep calling me every morning? I have a routine. I know what I'm doing. And he's like, well, clearly you don't, because you're sleeping still, and you're the only reason why. Because you sound like you just woke up when I called you after 3 or 4 times.
Yeah, 3 or 4 times? Like, come on.
Yeah.
I don't know. And then, I mean, like, even if she does have a sleeping problem, why does she have to go to the bathroom and then make breakfast before getting him? Why can't she just let him play in the living room while she makes breakfast? He seems like a pretty chill toddler if he's not going to even cry in the crib when he's been sitting there.
Yeah, have him play with his toys. Have him, if he has like a stuffed animal or something that he latches onto that can help him stay calm or be excited or whatever, then have him play with that or whatever. I don't know. Something.
Yeah. don't know. I think it's kind of neglect.
Seems like it. I mean, I'm not saying we're perfect parents, but we're not going to be leaving our son and just standing there for two hours, whatever.
Even when he's in the crib for like 5 minutes, I'm like, we have to go get him.
Yeah, yeah.
He's awake.
I mean, some of them will see him in the monitor and be like, look at this. we'll laugh because he's standing there. But, you know, we're not just going to be like, he's staying there. I think he's good for another hour.
I think we'll just go do something else.
We're going to go out and watch a movie.
Yeah, maybe we'll go out to dinner and just leave him there.
Yeah, yeah. He's fine. He's got this. He's learned how to do things, you know, for a week. Yeah. He's good.
Like, he didn't need a diaper change for a couple hours.
He could change the diaper himself. You know, here's the diaper. Here's your wipes. You do it.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like just because he's not crying doesn't mean that he doesn't need stuff.
Yeah.
Especially if they sleep train, he probably won't cry. Because that's kind of the point. Sleep training.
And I don't know. Maybe that's something that's the reason why she hadn't woken up, because she's just so in tune with, if when he cries, that's when he needs something. So that's why she doesn't feel like she needs to do anything, because like, you're not crying. So. But again, I don't know the entire situation, but like you're saying, just because they're not crying doesn't mean all you have to do is, hey, I smell like poop. Oh, yeah. He needs a diaper change.
Even if it's not poop though, like sitting in your own pee can give you a diaper.
Yeah, you have to know. You have to know that maybe you should change your baby's diaper, like, I don't know, maybe every 3 to 5 hours, someone there. I don't know, that's too short. I don't know. I'm sure some parents probably like, that is way too long.
Well, I change most of the diapers because you work outside the home, but
right.
The limit, if you're not smelling any poop or whatever, if it's just pee, it's usually between 2 or 3 hours.
Sometimes you can just tell. Like, you can just tell from that. Like, oh, that's a full diaper.
Yeah, and the overnight diaper obviously is supposed to, like, be for longer than that. But you're supposed to change it right when they wake up. Because it's super heavy, like, you know.
Yeah, but also you don't know how long they've been in that pee. And if they pooped, you don't know how long they've been laying in that. So you don't know. That's why.
Yeah, I mean, and they said it was at least 12 hours. So that's pretty bad.
Yeah.
I don't know. I really don't like that. And then, of course, I looked up the actual post on Reddit to check the comments, and everyone's calling him an asshole. And I'm like,
he's the asshole for calling her.
Yeah, they're like, just trust her. She's your wife. You should trust her.
But it seemed like he was doing this, like he said, every morning.
That would bother the heck out of me if that was you. Like,
so, yeah.
If I kept checking the monitor and he's still standing there and you're just like, sleeping, I'd be so mad.
So, well, this isn't like it just happened out of nowhere. He's saying he calls every morning. So either if that's the routine, that's how it's always been, or he felt like, well, I need to start calling her because.
Yeah, I checked because he'd been checking the monitor.
Yeah.
And the kid is still sitting in the crib. Yeah. So. Yeah.
So I guess that's it, right?
Yeah. What do you guys think? Are we wrong?
Are we the assholes for these opinions? What do you think? Comment below. Let me know.
And smash that like button.
Yeah, smash that like
button. Just break your computer.
And don't forget to subscribe. Hit that subscribe button.
Like this.
Yeah, you got to punch that. I will smash the like button. You'll get freaking stupid ass.
All right.
Don't you hate when they say
this is a family friendly show?
Smash the like button.
Maybe they meant sexually.
Like, yeah, let me get that like button and shove it in. All right.
All right, we should probably end this before it gets worse.
Yeah. All right. See you later.
All right. Bye. Are you going to end it?
Oh, sorry.